Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, July, 22nd.
Yeah.
2009. Apparently, I didn't update my calendar there.
That's okay.
It says the 15th. Holy God, I'm a week
behind. Wow, you're late.
All the geek and I'm a week behind. There you go.
There you go.
There it is. Woo! Good morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the ships at sea. Welcome. Welcome to a things are just a little off kind of Wednesday. But that's okay. Things will be fine as long as you know how to deal with the both of us. Myself, I'm Billy Flynn.
Get out of my personal space!
And across from me, of course, that would be the Bruce.
Unleash the fury.
Okay, all
would,
at once.
Would that be the monkey fury?
Oh, the monkey thunder?
Monkey thunder.
This day in 1793, Canadian explorer Alexander Mackenzie reached the Pacific Ocean, completing the first continental crossing, and he did it without stopping at Stuckey's for a pecan log.
He denied himself.
He was a giver.
That's commitment right there.
This date, 1933, American aviator Wiley Post completed the first solo flight around the world in 7 days, 18 hours, and 45 minutes.
Wow. I thought you were going to say Wiley Coyote.
I know.
For a second. I was like, what? Really?
I wanted to. I really did. 1964, four Navy SEALs divers became the world's first aquanauts as they submerged into the ocean in Sea Lab 1. They descended 192 feet and were kept alive by breathing air that contained 80% helium. So they are talking about blow. But it was for science, damn it. And in 1989, the youngest pilot to fly around the world, 11-year-old Tony Alangina, returned to John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, nearly 7 weeks, 21,567 miles after taking off in a Cessna 210 Centurion.
Wow, 11-year-old?
I know, right? What the hell were we doing?
11 years old, that my parents would let me have the remote.
You know, I was lucky if I was riding my bike at 11 years old
exactly.
By myself without anybody.
I'm going to fly around the world.
I want to fly my plane around the world.
He was probably just such a brat, they just kicked him out of the house. Go, fly around the world.
I don't care.
Here,
take the keys. Go. Take the plane. You crash it, that's fine. So, yeah, that's interesting. So, some birthdays today. You got some birthdays there,
I got a few birthdays today.
Ooh.
I've got WWE wrestler Shawn Michaels is 44 years old today.
Wow.
David Spade is 45 years old. He's from Joe Dirt, Saturday Night Live, blah, 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 blah.
Just shoot me. Yeah. Yeah. Tommy Boy. Back when he did good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Rules of Engagement now, right?
Mm-hmm. William Dafoe, 45 years old, from American Psycho and Spider-Man.
Goblin.
Yeah, so that's where we all know him
and
from.
And I was Jesus.
He was Jesus?
Yeah. The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I remember seeing that one.
Interesting. AJ Cook is 31. Jennifer on Criminal Minds. Franca Potenta is 35. Okay, she's Marie in The Bourne Identity. Oh, the hot chick in The Bourne Identity.
Ah, that one.
John Leguizamo is 45. Sure, he's Sid in Ice Age. Sure, he's Dr. Victor Clemente on ER. But he was Luigi Mario.
I thought you were going to say from Spawn.
Nah.
Okay, you're going to go
Luigi
Mario.
Mario.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Albert Brooks is 62. An incredibly funny man.
Yes, he is. Danny Glover, 63 years old today.
He's getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, he is.
Alex Trebek, 69 years old, host of Jeopardy, and lately he's just been a pompous jackass on the show because he makes fun of people and they get it wrong, and I'm like, you've got all the answers.
Yeah, really? You've been
Shut
doing
up.
This show for 26
Excuse me.
Years. You've got
you've
all the
got
answers.
You've got all the questions. Shut up. And Terrence Stamp is 70. Yes, you can kneel, son of Jor-El. Kneel before Zod.
I got it as a Chancellor of Valorum from Phantom Menace.
Well, he is.
Oh, that's
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. But he's Zod. Come
Zod,
on.
Yeah.
He's Jor-El on Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, see, it's just all good. He's the Limey, if you want to get. He was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Thank you very
much. Wow, that's
much.
Way to pull that reference out. Wow.
That's a good movie. It's a very good movie. Is it on TV tonight? What do you say we find
Let's
out?
Let's find out.
I like that. It's a segue, kids. Look at that.
We're professionals.
Tonight on ABC, an all-new Wipeout. I Survived a Japanese Game Show. Oh, and Over a Barrel, The Truth About Oil is on this evening as well. So have 2 hours of sheer ridiculous entertainment, and then let's get serious for a moment, shall we?
Well, watch out, because the presidential news conference is on at 8 o'clock for most networks, so they probably bumped everything back a little
bit.
So we'll find out what is truly on. I have those on after the presidential conference.
Okay.
On Fox,
we'll
So You Think You Can Dance, the top 8 performers...
Woo-hoo.
Perform.
Oh.
Well, that's
NBC, America's Got Talent, followed by a new episode of The Philanthropist. What are you going to do with The Philanthropist?
Yeah.
AMC, American Movie Classics, and Movie Ethics, a bit overrated. It's Fight Club.
Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club.
We don't, so we'll move on.
I'm moving on.
Animal Planet, Monsters Inside Me, Deceptive Parasites this evening.
Wow.
That lie to you.
Yeah, lying. On the Sci-Fi Channel, you have an episode of Ghost Hunters, followed by back-to-back episodes of Ghost Hunters International.
Ooh. Ghost Hunters International House of Pancakes. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
Bravo tonight on Top Chef Masters. It's trick in a box.
Trick
Step
in a box?
One. You cut a hole. Okay.
Over there at Country Music Television, you have Roadhouse.
Nice.
That's cool. That's a good. Yeah, it's country music, I guess.
BBC America, it's the third day of Torchwood, Children of Earth.
All right. We have a biography channel. You have the biographies of Sean Penn, yeah. Al Pacino, and then Robert De Niro. I think they're saying something there.
Maybe. Tonight, FX is going to violate the Geneva Convention as they show Wild Hogs not once, but twice.
Ooh.
Come see the one. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network's got their reality shows on this evening, but if I'm watching anything, sir, it is on Lifetime Television
for women.
Because mysterious events plague a man after he moves into a new house that supposedly is haunted. Tonight, Jerry O'Connell, Lauren Stamil, and Faye Dunaway star in Nora Roberts' Midnight Bayou.
Aww.
Blue Bayou. Got any other Bayou songs? I can't think of another one.
No.
Yet. All right.
You've got mail.
Taking a peek inside the GRD mailbag. Hey, Mr. Flynn. I had to throw the flag on your remark in regards to the vehicle Voltron being unable to form if a tire blew out. While I will acknowledge that the line-based Voltron was better, there was at least one episode of Vehicle Voltron where they had to form Voltron without the head because the leader of the jet team was taken out. Have a good one, Captain Crunch. Could you imagine fighting Voltron with no head?
He's just walking around, arms swinging in the air with a big cane because he can't see.
And meanwhile, the Kurgan's running off, sneaking, laughing. Vehicle Voltron was just dumb.
Yeah,
just
it was.
Dumb. Just very, very dumb. And it really degraded from the whole concept of it. You know, it's not easy to build a team rapport when there's 150 people.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it could have been worse. It could have been the three robot Voltron.
True. Thanks for reminding me to move Parker Lewis Can't Lose to the top of my Netflix queue. This weekend, my 8-year-old son and I watched the first DVD, and he's hooked. Good gracious, it's awesome being a geek dad. So until Parker Lewis Can't Lose Season 2 comes out on DVD, make mine GRD. That's from the Hulk's friend, Rick Jones.
Hey, Rick Jones.
My kids love Parker Lewis. Everyone loves Parker Lewis.
My kids aren't home yet, so they can't watch it.
Well, that's fine.
Not yet.
That's fine. You bastards, get back here and watch this show.
Oh, no.
Dear guys, I don't know if you've been watching Big Brother 11. No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched the first season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was done. But this season, they put people in high school cliques, and one of them are brains, and a couple are geeks. The head of the household is a brainiac who is a geek and giving us geeks a bad name by being that guy.
Yeah.
And a total D-bag. Wow. Yep. D-bag? You couldn't just say dirtbag?
No, that wasn't the D.
Never mind. I think we need to do something about that. So until we can correct this guy, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham. So there's a douchey geek misrepresenting out there.
Yes, he really is. He's trying to overplay the house.
Okay, fine. Well, if we got any suggestions as to how we can take this guy down, by all means, please send them into podcast Billy Flynn, Vicker, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Wednesday, of course, means we got to take a peek inside the long box. New geekified news coming up this Wednesday, July 22nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor podcast, the modern gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
Come listen to WapCaplets at WapCaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave.
And this is Barry at Screen Geeks Radio.
And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily, your one-stop shop, I know it's mine, for all your daily dose of geeky, goody, creamy goodness.
Hey, I'm down with GRD.
Dude, sound wider.
Hey, man, I'm down with GRD.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2009. And, you know, feeling a little better now.
Are you down?
A little more awake.
Yeah, so am I. I'm awake.
Maybe it's the rage for that for the fake geek guy.
Yeah.
I want to crush him now. I want to crush him.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious book, man, indeed.
Serious books.
Your friendly local neighborhood comic shop today is going to have all kinds of fun things for you, including Boom Studios Cars Rookie number 4-4 is wrapping up. I can't believe it's over already.
Okay. I've got Doctor Who, Room with a Deja Vu from...
From somebody.
I don't have the publishers today.
I think that's
Sorry.
IDW. Hold on. So then, wait, let's catch up. Fall of Cthulhu Nemesis number 4 is out. Farscape Gone and Back number 1 from Boom Studios out. Dabble Brothers has Jim Butcher's Dresden Files Stormfront Volume 2 number 1. So that's out today. IDW Publishing. Yeah, that's Doctor Who Room with a View. So keep going.
Okay.
Room with a Deja Vu.
All right. G.I. Joe number 7
IDW.
And G.I. Joe Movie Adaptation 404. So that's complete today.
They also have Star Trek Spock Reflections number 1. Reflections of the way Spock used to be.
Sorry. Wow, I don't think that these in order either. I got Aliens 2 of 4 is out
from
today.
Dark Horse. They also have Emily the Strange. The third set's out. Number 1 of 4 is going on. DC Comics Blackest Night Tales of the Core number 2 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy Jason Ash Nightmare Warriors number 2 of 6. That's gonna be awesome. Green Lantern 44 is out. Wednesday Comics, because it is Wednesday, not about Wednesday Adams, unfortunately, because
okay.
That would be great.
That'd be really
and
cool.
And Tiny Titans number 18 out today, sir.
Tiny Titans
of love.
I got Transformers All Hail Megatron number 13 is out today.
Wow, I think that's from IDW. I'm not sure.
I got a really bad order here.
See, the Bruce has had a bit of a problem this morning. He's not quite with us, but that's okay.
Well, I've got all the information. I just don't have all the information I need.
I don't have it clear in an order so you can understand my intent. That's
oh,
fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Over at Marvel, I'm sure this is Marvel.
Okay.
All new Savage She-Hulk 404 is out today.
I don't know.
I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Amazing Spider-Man number 600 out today. Halo, what is that? Helljumper, number 1 of 5. Why would you jump into hell? That doesn't make any sense.
I'd jump out.
There's aliens here that you need to be killing, Master Chief.
Deadpool, Suicide Kings, 4 of 5 is out today.
Immortal Weapons, number 1 of 5. Don't know what that is, but it's their immortal weapons, so they've got to be cool.
Okay, Incredible Hulk, number 600. That's out today as well.
Wrapping it up today, Wonderful Wizard of Oz, number 8 of 8. Can't wait to see how that ends.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah. With a bucket of water.
Oh.
Sorry.
Interesting. W.W. Norton today is publishing Will Eisner's Minor Miracles trade paperback. And Will Eisner is just a very cool guy, so by all means, you should pick that up. Take a peek at it. You'll enjoy it, I promise.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Michel Gondry's Green Hornet flick, which was to be directed by Stephen Chow, now directed by Stephen... But, wow. Nope. By Michel Gondry. To have been directed by Stephen Chow, starring Seth Rogen and Stephen Chow, which may now not star Stephen Chow, could possibly have a carpenter's loving, jelly bean eating guy as their villain. Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Could be the villain in Green. Now, this fills me with a sense of trepidation.
Dread?
Because Nicolas Cage hasn't been interesting in films in a while now.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to take that news.
I don't know either.
This is a movie that's been plagued with problems, and this just screams that it's another one.
Yeah, this is one of those movies you just do it, get it over and done with, and move on.
Fingers crossed, but we'll see.
All right, from Dark Horizons, the new promo material for next summer's epic adventure from Disney Pictures, The Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, have emerged online and are quite different than what you may have expected.
What?
Yeah, First up are the two main character posters, which debuted at Empire. They show a buff Jake Gyllenhaal as the title character and Gemma Alderaan as his love interest. The one sheets look like glossy GQ posters than they do film posters. Then you get the first one shot of Ben Kingsley as the film's villain. He's the nobleman Zanam, and he is out to possess the sands of time.
Of course he is.
If you want to take a look for yourself, we'll have the link in the shows.
Lloyd Levin, sir, has a couple of big comic book adaptations on his resume. The two Hellboy flicks, Watchmen, there's big things there. Now, according to Variety, he's taken the screen rights to Terry Moore's Echo. Interesting. Because the series, of course, only began back in March of 08. It's only ran 12 issues so far. Of course, it follows Julie Martin, photographer, who witnesses a military exercise gone wrong, gets involved with atomic powers in a secret military power suit. Hopefully not the ones from G.I. Joe. But, yeah. Terry Moore's Echo, coming to a theater near you eventually.
Eventually.
Hopefully good.
Okay, according to Slice of Sci-Fi, among many fantastic elements from the 1982 classic film Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, is the score.
Yeah.
But the problem is, the score has only been, you get a small sample of it from the CD. You never had the full epic score until now.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Now fans can purchase the full score of the greatest original Star Trek film.
Okay.
All right. Previous releases of the soundtrack composed of a 45-minute highlight reel from scenes like the mind control sequence, the revelation of the Genesis cave, and the death and funeral for Spock. The new release is fully remastered versions of the entire score,
wow,
including a 28-page booklet with photos and commentary.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
That is nice.
Finally giving us things that we should have had all along. Hey, all of you Stargate Atlantis fans, I know you're bummed out. I know that you are, but according to Dynamite Comics, Season 11 of SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis going to be comic book forms. They're just doing the next seasons as comic books. Mm-hmm. Season 6 of Stargate Atlantis will be in comic book form. So you still get to... What are Stargate folks? Gators? Is that what they're called?
I have no idea.
Rah, rah,
I'm just
rah.
Wondering who's going to have the lesbian experience.
Hopefully me. If there's any justice on God's green earth, yeah, it's going to be me. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, write a review. That'll be fun. Just gather, like, small children around in kids' groups, listen with them, and tell them don't end up like these sad, sad men here. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please drop us some mail, won't you please, at Podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.